Today's shir is Masechta Yevamos Daf Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are going to begin on the top line Amalehu Rav Sheshes. In our previous shir, the Gemara had posed a question. We have been learning from the beginning of our perek that the halacha is that even though, of course, normally we don't rely on an Eid Echad, but we do rely on an Eid Echad to say that a woman's husband who's missing was nifter, and that she could get remarried. But of course, as we've been learning in the entire perek, there are many conditions attached to that halacha. Most notably is that part of the reason we believe this woman is because Isha Daika Mitzvah. The woman recognizes the repercussions if it's actually not the case, if actually her husband did not die and she got remarried, she would have to leave both husbands, children would be mamzerim, very serious repercussions. And because of all of those factors, that's why we've been learning that the woman is believed, the Eid Echad is believed. And in our previous year, the Gemara posed the question, do we believe a woman to have Yibum that are based on the testimony of an Eid Echad? Says the Gemara, Amalu Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, to Nesuah, the answer to this question can be learned from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah taught us, Amrloi, they told to a woman, that meis balech, that your husband died, v'akach meis b'neich. And therefore, if the son was still alive at the moment of death, the halacha is that she's not a candidate for Yibum. Because as we often say, the defining moment is the moment of death. And if at the moment of death, the husband, there was a child, then she is not a candidate for Yibum. And that's what happened. They told her that the husband died before the son. Based on that, Venisesh, she didn't have Yibum. Rather, she got remarried to another man. And then it turns out that it was just the opposite, that the son died before the husband. So she was supposed to have Yibum and not marry this individual. And that's why the halacha is teitze. She has to leave the man to whom she remarried. Vavlad rishon v'achron, and children that were born by this new husband before or after she was aware of the mistake, a mamzer. Because as we explained, our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Yesh mamzer mechay v'lavin. The Torah Kedusha says, l'siya eishas l'zor, that the woman who is supposed to have Yibum is not supposed to marry any other man. If she does marry another man, she violated a lav. And if she violated a lav, the child, according to Rabbi Akiva, by getting married to that man and not to her Yavam, the child will be a mamzer. But now the Gemara drills down. Hey Chidami, exactly what is the episode? What is exactly the circumstances that our Mishnah is referring to? Elay Mitrei, two Adam said that the husband died first, and she therefore is not a candidate for Yibum. And then Trey, two Adam said that the son died first, and she is a candidate for Yibum. So why are we? And then she got remarried based on the testimony of the first Adam. So ask the Gemara, my hazi the samchas ahani. Why are we more trusting the first Adam, the second Adam, who said that she should not have gotten married? Why not Smaich Ahani? Why don't we rely on the first pair of Adam, and based on them, she was okay to get married? Void, furthermore, says the Gemara, in this case, the way it's being described now, that it's Trey or Trey, why does the Mishnah say that the child born from the second husband will be a mamzer? He's no more than a Suffolk mamzer. He's a Suffolk because we're not confident which report was accurate. And it will say when the Mishnah used the word mamzer, it didn't actually mean to say that the child is definitely a mamzer. It meant to say that he's a Suffolk mamzer, says the Gemara. I will show you that that's not the way to understand the Mishnah. Because Midik Tani Sefer, the Mishnah continued saying that in the case where they told her that her husband died and she got married, and then, based on that testimony, and then they came and told her that when you got remarried, your husband was still alive. But then he died. So the Mishnah teaches us, Vrad Rishon, children who were born to the second husband before the first husband passed away is a mamzer. Vavlad Achron, but the child born to this new husband after her first husband passed away is ain a mamzer. So we're seeing that our Mishnah is being very exact. Shmami no adafki ktani. Our Mishnah is being very exact in declaring who is what. So in our Mishnah, how if it's the way we described, where it's a tray of a tray, how would we be able to explain the Mishnah that what that calls the child born from the second husband a mamzer, he should be a Suffolk mamzer. Elav, how do we have to explain that the first aide that came and said that a son died before a husband was an aide echad? And therefore, based on that aide echad's testimony, she got married to another man. Vitama, and now what happened was, Dasha Beitrei, two aidim came and refuted what the aide echad said, Vachashua, and said that no, that the husband died first. Halav, Hachi, if it weren't that case, Mehemin, we would believe them based on the concept of Trey or Trey. And as I sort of showed him explain, it's not she, Mehemin means that she, if the first aid is believed, and based on that testimony, she can or won't have Yibam. So we see that Eid Echad is Nemon even for Yibam, because if an Eid Echad came and said that the son died first, then she would have Yibam based on his testimony. Says the Gemara, no. So, and that seems to be an answer to our question, that we could believe in Eid Echad to do Yibam. Says the Gemara, Loi, that Loilam, our Mishnah is really speaking about a case of Trey V'Trey. We asked, if it's Trey V'Trey, why do we believe the second pair more than we believe the first pair? Answers, Gemara, could Amar of Achab Amnumi, Beide Azoma, Hachanam Beide Azoma. There's a special Chiddush in the Torah. The Torah says that if two Edom come and say testimony that we saw whatever we saw, and then two other Edom come and say, Imanu Hayisim, you could not possibly have said the testimony that you're saying because, Imanu Hayisim, you were with us elsewhere when you're saying you saw whatever you're saying you saw. So the halacha is that we trust the second Edom. Now, truthfully, that is somewhat difficult to understand. Because why don't we say that, why do we trust the second Edom more than we trust the first Edom? The answer is, as we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem extensively in Masechta Makis, that there's a special chiddush in the Torah. There's a special rule that the Torah established that we trust the second pair, the Edei Hazama, more than the first pair. And it's not considered a situation of Trey Utrey. If that's the case, now we could understand our Mishnah. Yes, our Mishnah is speaking about Trey Utrey. But the question then was, if it's Trey Utrey, why do we believe the second pair more than the first pair? And why do we declare that a child that would have been born, that was born from the marriage that should not have taken place as a mamzer, why don't we say that the child, why don't we say that he's a Suffolk mamzer? The answer is because this is a case of Hazoma, where the first pair that are saying whatever they're saying, the second pair comes and say, you could not possibly have known that, Imanu Hayisim. And the second pair is believed over the first pair because they're Eidei Hazoma. And when they're believed over the first pair, the halacha is that the child will be a mamzer. So we're still with our original question. Can Yibam be done based on the testimony only of one aid? Amalei Matchel Ravashi, Vamalei Ravachel Ravashi, Toshima. Eina Isha Nemenes Lemen Meishivami. A woman is not trusted to say that my Yibam, that my Yavam, it died. Because, as the Rambam explains, in order to be able to believe a woman or to believe a relative, we have to have a number of conditions met. One is that it has to be a situation
of an aguna. Another, that it's a situation that the iser that would happen based on this testimony would be a chiv karas or chiv misa. And because it would be such a serious avera, people are going to be careful not to lie. And another reason, the other condition that we could believe a person is that they have no reason to lie. So therefore, in the case, when she says, me, so there it's not a chiv miso karis, because yivamal shuk is only, an, as we keep on repeating, an also lav, and therefore she can't be believed. Furthermore, she can't say meisa chosi. She can't say that my sister died. The reason is because there's no igun. By saying that a sister died, there's no issue of somebody being an aguna. And by saying edus on a man that his brother died, we're concerned that she maybe wants to have yibum with that brother, and that's why she said it. And in all these cases, that's why she's not nemenis. So again, says the Brisa, Eini nishim nemenis lo memes yivami, she enosi, that I should be able to marry another man, that I should not have to be a candidate for yibum. Loi mes achosi, that she can't say that my sister died, she konas lebesa, that she should be allowed to marry her husband. But after, but Eir Echad is Neman. So Rav Mordechai obviously is the position that Eir Echad is not trusted. If Rav Mordechai held that Eir Echad is never trusted to say Mesa Yavim, then why did the Mishnah, why did the Braisa have to speak about a case that Eisha is not Neman to say it? If the halacha is that Eir Echad is not Neman, so then Eisha is certainly not Neman. Isn't this clearly an indication? He needed the Loi Mehemna, that this woman, given the explanations we gave, why is not trusted, but everybody, another Eir Echad would be Neman. So this is a Raya Eir Echad, says the Gemara Tameich. So says the Gemara, if that's the way you're going to understand the Braisa, Amos Sefer, let's continue learning the Braisa. The Braisa says, Ein Nish Neman Loi Mehemais Achi. A man is not believed to say, my brother died, and a yabim b'sishtoi. The reason he says it is that he should be able to do yibam with his wife. And again, as we said from the Rambam a moment ago, the reason he's not Neman is because we're concerned that maybe he's anxious to marry this woman. He's anxious to marry his sister-in-law. So he comes and says this false testimony that his brother died. Similarly, a woman man is not believed to say that his wife died. We know as long as one's wife is alive, whether they're still married or not, the halacha is that he can't marry his sister. Here, he's going to say his wife died in order that she be able to marry the sister. So what do we see again, says the Gemara? This man, this person is not Neman for the reasons that we've been given. Ha-erechad, a different Erechad would be Neman. So says the Gemara Bishlama, in the case that we spoke about Isha, that we said she should not be allowed to get remarried, unless there were two Edom who said that her husband died. But as we've been learning in our Perek, the reason we trust an Erechad is Meshimiguna Kilaba Rabbonin. Chazal did not want to leave this woman in a state of limbo because she doesn't know the status of her husband. Ella Gabi Ish, why by a man would we have to believe in Eir Echad? Mayakel Meimer, a man can marry more than one wife, Midaraisa. Since a man can marry one wife, more wife than Daraisa, why should we reapply the special leniency that we've been discussing in our entire perek that we trust an Eir Echad? So here we're seeing a rule. The rule says that when we believe an Eir Echad, the reason we believe an Eir Echad is because Mishimiguna kill Barabonim. But what about believing an Eir Echad to say that a wife died. That we have no reason to be mekel, the Gemara is saying now, because he could always marry another wife. What will be the halacha? So that should be the halacha that he should not be neman. However, Rashi seems to hold that Eda Echad is even believed in the case of a missing wife. And the Mashah explains that the reason Eda Echad is believed in such a case is that a woman is considered an aguna. And therefore, says Rashi, only in the case where the wife's sister says that she wants to marry her sister's husband, and there's a concern that she may have a difficulty in finding somebody else, that's what we're going to believe. But a man who will never have a difficulty, because he can marry anyone, we won't be lenient. However, the Beis Shmuel, there's a machlokes achronim. Bezman hazeh, we know that there is a cherem d'Rabbeinu Gershom, that a man is not allowed to marry more than one woman. Since we have a cherem d'Rabbeinu Gershom, the man is not allowed to marry more than one woman, so he too, unless there's testimony that his wife died, cannot get remarried. So therefore, there are achronim that say the halacha that we differentiate between a man and a woman doesn't apply bezman hazeh. But the Beis Shmuel does, and even by man, we believe in Eid Echad. But the Beis Shmuel disagrees and says, even though we have accepted upon ourselves the Cherem d'Rabbeinu Gershom, accepting upon ourselves the Cherem d'Rabbeinu Gershom, explains the Beis Shmuel, does not mean that we could trust, that we could use it l'kula and trust an Eid Echad to allow a husband to get remarried. Ella, says the Gemara, that when the Mishnah says the man and the woman, doesn't mean that only they are not trusted because of the reasons we gave. But Eid Echad is Neman. Ki Itzruch, what was the Mishnah saying? What was the reason for the saying that's then? It's going according to Rekiva Itzruch. According to, it has to follow the opinion of a Rekiva. Tzakadat Chamina. Since Rekiva says, however, I'm Rekiva, Yesh Mamzim Mechai V'Lavin. Since Rabbi Akiva holds that even from Chai V'Lavin, a mamzer is created, Eimer, therefore she would say that Chai Shakakula Dazara, that when this woman is saying something, she realizes the repercussions of what she's saying are so very serious, because if she gets married to someone that she's not allowed to marry, the child will be a mamzer, and therefore Daika, she should be believed, Kamash Milan, that Isha is not nemanis to say meis hayovim, even though the repercussions are so serious. Rav Amar, says the Gemara, but Rav tells us, therefore there's no raya from that Mishnah. The Mishnah is coming, that halacha is coming to tell us that even though we're lenient when the repercussions are serious, in these cases, even though the repercussions are serious, we're not lenient. Rav Amar Eid Echad Nemen B'Yivama, and Eid Echad is believed to say that regarding Yivama, that the Yavam died and she could get married to someone else, and we could have, based on the following Kama Chaymer, L'Isser Karis. The halacha is that when you have an Eishes Ish whose husband is not here, and the halacha is there's an Isser Karis. If her husband is alive, he tarta. We're lying, we're allowed to get married based on the testimony of an Eid Echad. Lis alav, loy koshkein. The isser for a married woman to marry someone is a very serious isser. The isser for a yavama to get married to someone, a yavam l'shuk, is an isser lav. So we believe in Eid Echad, says Rava, for an isser eishes ish. We certainly should believe him for an isser Yivam l'shuk. Ama lehahu mirabana l'rova. He, atzma tachiyach. We could show that there's a difference. The issa karis hitarta. The woman who says her husband died and she wants to get married based on that, we allow her. Le issa lav, but Yivam who says that the Yivam died, loyatarta. What's the reason? Eli my tamalai mehemna. What's the reason that the woman who says that her yavam died is not trusted, even though the woman who says that her husband died is believed, and that's much more of a serious issue. The kim de zim de tzamile, because she hates the yavam, loydaika, she won't be as careful as she normally would be, or mitzvah, and she'll go get married to someone else, even though the yavam maybe is not died. The same thing, says the Gemara, eid echad nami, the kim de zimne de sanyile, loydaika mitzvah. The Gemara is introducing the following concept, which we've mentioned many times. And that is, the reason we believe in Eid Echad, is because coupled with the fact that there's an Eid Echad, there's a concept of Isha Daiku Mintzibah. And Isha's careful before she gets remarried. But sometimes emotions can get in the way. And therefore, even though the Eid Echad said the Yavam died, and normally the woman is aware that she has to be very careful before she accepts that testimony. Here, because she so dislikes the Yavam, and she so very much wants that that should indeed be the case, that the Yavam is not here, and she shouldn't have to have Yibam, the type of careful analysis and checking up that she normally would do, she doesn't do. And therefore, the reason why throughout this parak we've been believing in Eid Echad would not be applicable here. And therefore, even though in other areas Eid Echad is Neman, here the Gemara says that Eid Echad is not Neman. The Mishnah concluded, Zeh Medrash Darsha of Elazar ben Maaseiah, the Isha Grusha Meisha Lo Yikachu, that only a get that's given from someone who's truly a husband is a get that is a get that has halachic ramification. Says other getten don't count. Amrav Yehuda Marav Havelay LeRelazer, LeRelazer that should have said LeMidrash Bay. He should have said a drasha which is valuable Kamaganosai V'darish, and instead he said a drasha that's chaspa. In other words, what the Gemara is saying that a get given from someone who's not a husband is not a very serious statement. Of course, a get given by someone who's not a husband is not a get. Says the Gemara, my Maganisa, what was the valuable drasha he could have said? The Tanya, the pasuk says, v'ishem grushim isha lo yikachu, afila nizgasha ela meisha psulu lakuna. V'hainu, and this is the reich a get, the paisle b'kuhuna. The halacha is that the purpose of a get is to completely sever the relationship that exists between a husband and a wife. And if a husband were to give a get to his wife and say that I'm giving this get with the condition that she should not be allowed to marry anybody else. So the halacha is that such a get is not a valid get. And the reason that such a get is not a valid get is because the purpose, as we just said, of a get is to separate the husband and wife. And this get does not separate the husband and wife. And since this get doesn't separate the husband and wife, it's not considered a valid get. But it's still, halachically, says the Gemara, considered something known as a reyach get. And the definition of a reyach get is a get that will accomplish to the degree that they're considered divorced. And we know that a grusha is never allowed to marry a kohen. So a woman who got this type of a get, that is a reyach get, even though she's not divorced, the halacha does not view them in any way as a divorced couple, they are considered a reyach get, that she's considered a grusha. And that's what he said should have been learned from this pasuk. So, says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Mishalcha Ishtalam Dinas Hayam, somebody whose wife traveled overseas, Bov Amalei Meis Ishtech. So they came and they told him that your wife died. And Rashi explains the Mishnah's talking about that it was an Eid Echad that said this. Tosfos says that no, you have to have two Eidim to say that his wife died. There's no reason here to trust an Eid Echad. In fact, the Rishonim say that we need to understand why Rashi would say that you need one Eid Echad is enough. And therefore they say that Rashi will agree that she should not have gotten married based on the testimony of an Eid Echad, But she got married on the testimony of one aid, and she married one of the aidim, and that's what we're talking about. So again, Mishal Chishtom Din Sayam, above Amalim Meis Ishtacha, they came and they reported them that your wife passed away. Based on that testimony, Nosa Choyse, he married her sister. Because as we just said, you can't marry the sister, you cannot marry a sister of your wife as long as that woman is alive. But now that they said that she died, he married the sister. Vakach Bos Ishtoi, and now his sister comes. The halacha is Meteres Lachsaloi. The fact that he married a sister does not make that she cannot go back to that couple cannot reunite. And since the marriage with the second sister was a meaningless marriage, so her relatives, normally you're also to the relatives of your wife, here that won't exist. Shnia Mutaris Bekrayvav. And similarly, she is mutter to his relatives, again, because there's no marriage here. Vim Mesa, if his wife, Mesa Rishona, if his first wife dies, Taloch is at that point, Mutter B'Shnias, he'll be allowed to marry that sister. The Isser B'Chaisisha will then truly fall away. Amrloi, continues the Mishnah, that an aide came and said, Mesa Ishtai, Nosa Chaisai, and based on that testimony, he married the sister. Vakach Amrloi, and then they tell him, when you married your wife's sister, Kayemus Haisa, she was really still alive. But she died, then she died. So the halach is, Havlad Rishon Mamzer, the child born from his wife's sister while his wife was alive is a Mamzer, because the Isser V'Chois Ishtoi is an Issacharis. And if there's an Issacharis, the child born is a Mamzer. Achron, but the child born after the wife died would not be a Mamzer. And then Rabbi Yossi makes a statement, which we're going to analyze in Mitzvah Shem in our coming shiurim. Rabbi Yossi, "Mekol sheh poisel acherim, poisel idei atzmai. V'kol sheh ena poisel idei acherim, ena poisel idei atzmai." Which we'll explain in Mitzvah Shem when we learn the Gemara. So the Mishnah said that his wife is allowed to go back to him. His wife is allowed to go back to him, even though he was married to her sister improperly. Vafagav the Ozel Ishtav Gisoi, says the Gemara, even though in a case where his wife and brother-in-law went to Medina Siam, and somebody came and said that both of these people passed away, that his wife and brother-in-law died, and therefore he married his wife's sister based on that testimony. And now the people who were declared dead show up. The Hani Hani Suim, that what does happens now? The Kamitzre Ishus Gisai, the wife who got married will not be allowed to go back to her husband. Because as we've been learning throughout our parak, a wife who gets remarried improperly may not go back to her husband. The Itzre Ishus Gisai, even though the wife of his brother-in-law will not be able to go back to his brother-in-law, Afiloch Ishus Gisai Sira, his wife's not allowed to go back to her husband, but he could go back to his wife. V'loim rinon, and we don't say that this doesn't make sense, that if the wife is usur to her husband, he should be usur to his wife. V'loim rinon, we don't say, the metoich she'es nesrei, eishes gisoi gisoi, that since that woman is usur to go back to her husband, teser ishta olof, he should not be allowed to go back to his wife. Rather, the halacha is that he to go back to his wife, even though she can't go back to her husband. Leila Masnisen, says the Gemara, our Mishnah that says that the woman could go back to her husband, we should bring a raya that she doesn't need a get. She doesn't need a get from the second husband. Leila Masnisen, the Lord of Kiva. So our Mishnah seems not to be following the opinion of Kiva. Dear Rabbi Kiva, because according to Rabbi Kiva, Havalei Chos Grushasoi, if the second husband would have to divorce his wife, then she would be considered chayis grushasoi. The Tanya, the Brisa says, kol arayah shebetorah, in all situations of an erva, that somebody got married with an erva which he shouldn't have, ain't tzrichas men a get. There's no need for a get. Very much based on what we just mentioned. If there's no marriage, there's no get. Ain't shichs men a get. Chutz me'eshes ish, except for the case of an eshes ish and ishes l'pa bezdin. They got married based on eir echad. Rekiva Omer, f eshes ach. Also the case where a woman, where a woman's husband was told that he died. A woman was told that her husband died without children, and she did yibum, and then it turns out that he wasn't dead. So when she got married, she was an eishes ish. The halacha is that she has to get a get. The kain, a chayis isha, the same case of a chayis isha, the case that we're learning, that was told that his wife died, and then it turns out that his wife is alive, that the halacha is that she can't get married without getting a get from her brother-in-law who married her. So says Rabbi Akiva, this case that we're discussing in our Mishnah by a get would be required. So she would be considered like a machs grushasoi, davalei chais grushasoi. And by giving this get, so his wife, the brother-in-law's wife, is a chais grushasoi. The lav itmala, says the Gemara, but says the Gemara, we could still explain that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rav Kiva. Because Rav Kiva, says the Gemara, was speaking about a specific situation. Because Amar Rav Gidlam Rav Chiba, Yosef Amar Rav, Hai Eishas Ach. The case that Rav Kiva said that by Eishas Ach, a get is required, Hechidami, exactly was the case. Says the Gemara. Kigon Shekidish Achavas Isha. A man made Kedushin with a woman. V'holach Lamdinas Yam, and then he went off overseas. Shama Shemes Ach. And then the brother who's still here heard that his brother passed away. Vamad Vanasa Ishtai. And then he goes and marries that wife of his brother who supposedly died to do Yibam. Because as we've learned, Yibam is required even if there was only Erisin between the brother and his wife. Damri Inchi, people are going to say that what really happened here? Hach Kama. The first brother that was Makadish, this woman, to not have a Kedushin, made a condition towards the Kedushin, and that condition wasn't fulfilled. Since that condition wasn't fulfilled, there was no Kedushin, and that's why the second brother married her legitimately. And that's why there's a need for get, because people will think that that's what happened here, and if they see that there was no get given, they're going to think that a woman could get separated from her husband without a get. Says the Gemara, Hai Eshes Och, Nami, the case that Rekiva said that by a Chais Isha, a get is required. Hey, Chidami, what would be the case? Kigoin Shkiddish Isha. Again, a man did Kedushin, Vach Medivin Siyam, and then this woman went overseas, Shama Shemesa, and he heard that his wife died, Vam Vanasa Sachoisa, and based on that, he married the sister because there's no problem with a Chais Ishtai because she died. And Amri Inchi, Hach Kamaisa, that what happened here was that the first marriage was made with a Tanai. Tanai have a Lebe Kedushin. There was a condition in that Kedushin, and the condition wasn't fulfilled. And that's why Shapa Nosef, when he married her sister, he did so very legitimately, because she wasn't a Chayt Ishtoi, because the first sister actually was never a wife. Elo, Nesuin. But in the case where there was Nesuin between the husband and wife, and then the wife goes overseas, and we hear that she died, and he marries the sister. Mikla Meimer, to not have a lib in the suin. Nobody suggests that there's a tanai in the suin. And as the Rishonim explain, people make kedushin, they can make kedushin with a tanai. But the suin are not made with a tanai, because if it's going to be made with a tanai, and then the tanai is not fulfilled, it turns out that the bia, the consummation of the Nesu'in, was a Bia's Nus. And we have a rule throughout Shas that ain't Adam Oysa Bilosa Bia's Nus. People don't make their Bia into Bia's Nus, and therefore we need not be concerned that that was the case. So, therefore, Bekiva would agree that there's no need for a get from the second wife, because everybody will realize that that marriage was a marriage by mistake. Says the Gemara. So now, that's why our Mishnah could even follow the opinion of Rekiva, because these are not, the case of our Mishnah are not cases where a get is required, even according to Rekiva. Amalei Rav Asher of Kahana. If we're trying to explain that our Mishnah's following the opinion of Akiva, listing Nami Chamaisa, then he should mention another case that we heard that his wife died and he married his wife, her mother, his mother-in-law, based on that. The Shemila Rekiva the Omar, Chamaisa Achamisa, that somebody who marries his mother-in-law after his wife died, Lav Besrefa, there's no Isser. And he's allowed to marry her after his wife died. And our Mishnah should have therefore mentioned that somebody who married his mother-in-law based on a mistake, thinking that his wife died, the Tanya, because the Brisa says, the Pasuk says, Be'esh Yisrafu Oysa Ve'esen. The Pasuk is talking about his mother-in-law to teach us, Oysa, the man who married the mother-in-law, Ves Achs Mehen. Oysa means one, that the man that married his mother-in-law, Divrei Rishmol. Rabbi Kiva, the Gemara is going to explain this. Oysoi, the man that married the mother-in-law, Veshteim. So what is the pshat that the Mishnah, that this means? Pasha pshat means that Rabbi Shmuel says that only the mother-in-law and this man, Achayv Misa. And Rabbi Kiva says that the mother-in-law and the wife, Achayv Misa. But that can't be pshat. Because if man lived improperly with his mother-in-law, why should his wife be punished? So Abaye says that what was meant to say shteyem means that if he married his mother-in-law and his mother-in-law's mother, that both of them, if he married them, there's a chiyuv sreifa. Rava explains that he married his mother-in-law. And the Brisa is coming to teach us that he's only chayiv sreifa for marrying a mother-in-law while his wife is alive. But after his wife is no longer alive, there is no issa to marry a mother-in-law. So says the Gemara. Bishlam al-Abaye da'amar, that Abaye explains the machloikus of Yishma b'Rekiva, mashmas darshan ikri b'nayu, how to explain the pasuk. The Yishma sav chadiksiv, the pasuk says eshen, and therefore the no need to explain that the pasuk speaking about a mother-in-law and her mother. Rekiva sarav tarti eksiv, that's speaking about two people. Eshen is lashon rabin. El Rava, but according to Rava the Amar chamoyselik misik benayu, that the machlokes of Shmuel and Rekiva is there an iser on a mother-in-law after the wife died? So listen, Nami. So our Mishnah should have spoken about a case of chamoysoi, where he heard his wife died, married his mother-in-law, and then he discovered that his wife was actually alive. Why is that not mentioned in our Mishnah? According to Rava, where that would be a case that you're allowed to marry that woman, and the mix-up and the concerns that we've been learning in our Perek would apply there as well. Amalei, Nia Meta Krama Seifa, when Rava said that according to Rabbi Kiva, the Isser is only as long as the wife and he are married, but afterwards it's not, all it means, he says, is misreifa misurkar. Only from sreifa she's not chayiv. Misur miatakra, but certainly he's not allowed to marry her. We're talking all the cases of our Mishnah. For example, achos ishtoi. So the case of achos ishtoi, after his wife dies, he's allowed to marry her sister. A mother-in-law is not allowed to marry. You're not allowed to marry your mother-in-law after your wife dies. And even if we'll say that there is no chiyuv sreifa, there's still an isser. And since there's still an isser, that's why the Mishnah couldn't have possibly mentioned that case. Our Mishnah is only speaking about cases where if the report they got was correct, the second marriage would be perfectly fine.